Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Berachot, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud. Continuing with our discussion of Tefillah and Kriyat Shema, and incidental to the issue of a Baal Keri, we have the following ruling of Shmuel. Vemar of Yudam or Shmuel, Hayam Rebbe Tefillah Mezkar Shit Palel. If somebody was saying Tefillah, and in the middle he remembered he had already said that Tefillah, Posek Vafilu Bamtza Bracha. He should stop immediately, even in the middle of a bracha, and that's it. Aini, is that true? Amar Rav Nachman, Kevinam Be'Rava Baravua. Rav Nachman said when he was in his Rebbe's house, Ba'an Mine, we asked him, Hani B'nei Be'Rav D'Tau Midkari D'Chol B'Shabbat. Students who make a mistake, and they're davening the Shabbat Tefillah, and they say the Chol Tefillah. Maushi Gemaru. Should they finish the Tefillah? Gamalan Gomrin Kolota Bracha. And he told us that they should finish that bracha. So if they said Atachonen the Adam Dat Umed the Nosh Pinan, remembered it was Shabbat, they should finish Atachonen Hadat. Hachi Hashta, but the two are not really the same. That was a challenge to Shmuel, that's not really the same. Hatam Gavar Barchi Yuvahu. Really, this fellow is Chayav in Tefillah on Friday night. Rabbanan Hudalotrachu Mishum Kvod Shabbat. And it's the rabbis who relaxed the obligation to say a full tefillah for Kvod Shabbat. Aval Hacha Hatzalile. But in the case that Shmuel is talking about, the fellow had already davened. He's not a Bar Chiyuva. V'yamar V'yudam Ar Shmuel. And now we have a parallel halachai. Palav Nechas V'rakas Matzatzi Bo Mishum Palin. Let's say he already said tefillah, and he walked in Beit Knesset and realized he davened early, and they were still davening. If he can add something new into his tefillah, yachzori palel, he should daven with them and add the new thing in. But if he has nothing new to add into his tefillah, some new personal bakasha, then he should not go and daven with them. Utsricha, and we need both statements of Shmuel. Why? In the first case where Shmuel said that if you said tefillah and you realize you'd already said it, you should stop, we would say, Hanimili yachid v'yachid. That's only in the case where you are yachid, you're an individual, and you realize that as a yachid, you'd already davened, so you're not gaining anything new with this new tefillah. O tzibur v'tzibur, I would say the same thing if you had davened with a tzibur, and then joined another tzibur to daven and realized you'd already davened. Aval yachid, gabay tzibur, kaman to lo tzali dami. But I might think that if you're an individual and you had said tefillah and then you come and have the chance to daven with a tzibur, maybe your first tefillah is really not regarded very much. And therefore, it would be good to join the tzibur, kamash malan, therefore Shmuel teaches that unless you can add something new, you shouldn't do so. V'yash min hachan, if we only have the halacha of the tzibur, mishum de lo atchil ba. That's only because you didn't start tefillah. Hatam da atchil ba emalo, but in the case where you started saying tefillah, and then you realize you davened, and maybe you shouldn't interrupt, and maybe you should continue and finish it. So tzricha, therefore I need both halachot. Amar Rav Huna. Now, Rav's student Rav Huna teaches the following. He comes into the Beit Knesset and finds that Tzibur is davening. If he can start, meaning he walked in and saw they'd already in the middle of Shmona Esrei. If he can start and finish by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, Yit Palel. Now, there's no way to really know that unless you know this tzibur and know how fast the tefillah is, how fast the shliach tzibur is. So you use whatever measures you use. V'imlav al yit palel. If not, you shouldn't say the tefillah because then you won't be able to say modim with them. And Bishuvan Levi Amar, so in Eretz Yisrael, Bishuvan Levi said, Mecholat chivili gwanch leigia shlach shliach tzibur li kudusha yit palel. V'imlav al yit palel. He has a different take, more stringent. If you can't finish by the time the Shliach Tzibur gets to Kiddusha, then you shouldn't start your tefillah. So, Maikami Palgi, what's the difference really lie in? Marsavar Yachid Omer Kiddusha, Marsavar Ein Yachid Omer Kiddusha. Whether an individual can say Kiddusha on his own, meaning without the, saying with the Tzibur. Okay? So, therefore, the way Rashi reads it is the individual who is davening with the tzibur still says kadosh, right? As opposed to, or Shimon Levi says, no, you can only say kedusha if you fully finished. Therefore, you have to make sure to finish in time, which means everybody agrees that you really must say kedusha. How do we know that an individual cannot say kedusha? This chief sugi is in Megillah, but it's mentioned here. V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, which means the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem has to happen b'toch b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? Kol davar shebikdusha lo yeh pachot mi'asara. You need 10 people. My mashma, how do you get that from there? Tani Rav Noi Achuad Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Atya toch toch. We have the word toch here, toch b'nei Yisrael, and toch elsewhere. Where is that? Tivachlanash b'toch b'nei Yisrael. Tivhatam hibalu mitoch ha'ida hazot. Get away from the midst of this bad congregation. And that's talking about Korach and his people, which is hundreds. Malan asaraf kan asarat. How do we know that that was considered 10? And that's from the word Eidah, Eidah that we get from Korach and from the Meraglim. And that's something that's dealt with at length in Megillah. But everybody agrees that you do not interrupt your tefillah to say Kiddushah. What about the biggest, most important thing, which is Yehishmei Rabbah? Do you interrupt the tefillah for that? So we have two Tanaim, and then the students of Rabbi Yochanan all agreeing. Akol ein mafzikin chutz min yehishmei agadol mevorach. Shafil osek maaseh merkava posek. That you do not interrupt tefillah for anything except yehishmei agadol, which of course is so important that even if you're studying maaseh merkava, and they're davening, and they say yehishmei rabbi, you interrupt. V'lei tachatak kavateh, but we do not follow that ruling, and we do not interrupt Shmona Esrei even for yehishmei agadol. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said that a Balkari says the bracha before and after Shema. Rabbi Yehuda remember bracha before and after Shema. L'meimer kasav Rabbi Yehuda Balkari mutar b'divrei Torah. Does that mean Rabbi Yehuda says that a Balkari has no restrictions of divrei Torah? And we're going to see more of this dealt with in the next few daf. Rabbi Meshuba Levi, I am the Balkari shasur b'divrei Torah. Meshuba Levi says, how do we know he's not allowed to study Torah? Shedemar, v'ratam v'anecha v'den v'anecha. There's a command to transmit to your children and to the generations about Ma'amad Har Sinai. V'samak v'yom asher madita. So ma'alalan Balkari and asuri. And just like at Har Sinai, we could not have any Balkari, which is why the men and women are separated for 3 days. Afkan Balkari and asuri. And so when you're studying Torah, you can't have a Balkari. Chitem Rabbi Yehuda l'dari smuchim. And so perhaps you'll say that Rabbi Yehuda does not accept that drasha because he does not believe the juxtaposition is a significant component of midrash, and that's what this is based on. If I'm Rabbi Yosef, there's a machloket whether or not we should interpret juxtaposition as being a meaningful tool of midrash or a guide of midrash in other books of the Torah. Mishnah Torah Darish, but even the one who rejects that elsewhere says that in Dvarim, which is in organized speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, juxtaposition is meaningful. How do we know that? Rabbi Yehuda lo dar smuchin b'chol ha'Torah kula. We know that Rabbi Yehuda himself rejects smuchin as a significant component of midrashic guidance elsewhere in the Torah. It's the Torah darish, but yet in Dvarim he does. How do we know that? B'chol ha'Torah kula min alan de lo darish. How do we know that he rejects it elsewhere? The Tanya ben Azai omer. So Shimon ben Azai said, Nemar v'chashiva lo t'chayem. The Torah juxtaposes the death penalty for kishuf with the death penalty for bestiality. Now we don't know what punishment bestiality carries. We do not know what the punishment for kishuf is. So the Torah put them together to tell me, just like shochev meima biskila, that the punishment is skila for bestiality. The same thing for kishuf. Rabbi Yehuda turned to Rabbi Shimon and said, just because the Torah juxtaposed two things, we should therefore take the mechashefa and give her skila. Ella, he comes to the same conclusion. Ovi yidoni, the necromancers, are among the general category of kishuf, and they're mentioned at the very end of Parsha Kedoshim explicitly with skila. Lama yatsu, why were they mentioned explicitly? Akish lahen v'lomar lacha, to make all other kinds of kishuv compared to them, and to tell you, ma ovi yidoni biskila, af machashefa biskila. Just like ovi yidoni, the punishment is skila, similarly, a machashefa is also biskila. Okay. Of Mishnah Torah and Alan de Darish, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does accept it in Dvarim? The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Nosei Adam Anusat Avim Futat Avim Anusat Pino Futat Pino. Rabbi Eliezer says, a man is allowed to marry a woman who his father had relations with, but never married. She's not called Eshet Aviv, or his own sons. Rabbi Yehuda oser banasat aviv mifutat aviv. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that he may not have relations or marry the one who his father had relations with. And what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? A man should not marry his father's wife, nor should he uncover the private place of his father. What does that mean? Knaf sharaviv lo yigalet. That the one that his father had relations with, he should not. How do we know that that's talking about anusat aviv, somebody his father raped? Because the next passage is about, or the juxtaposed passage, is about the case of rape. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda, who rejects explicitly juxtaposition as a tool in Shmot, accepts it explicitly, or at least through this tradition of Rav, that Rabbi Yehuda accepts it in Tvarim. So the answer is Amri in B'misha Torah Darish. You're right, Rabbi Yehuda does accept juxtaposition in Tvarim. And therefore he should say that a Balkari is Asur B'divrei Torah. But the truth is that he says the juxtaposition of our learning in Mamad Har Sinai is needed for yet another drasha. If you teach your son Torah, it's as if he got it at Har Sinai. So your study of Torah and your teaching of Torah is compared to Mamad Har Sinai, but not for the state of purity required, but rather for the experience. Okay, Tanan. We have the Mishnah at the end of this parak. Zav Shira Akeri. Let's say of a Zav. And so he's waiting for Shiva Nakim. And in the middle of Shiva Nakim, he has a carry, a regular healthy carry. V'nida shepalta shechvat zera, or a woman who had relations with her husband, the next day became a Nida. And that next day, she had shechvat zera come out. Or a meshameshet v'rat adam, or a woman who was having Bia. And in the middle of Bia, she saw some dam Nida. Tzvichin tfila. They have to go to the mikveh to be able to say Shema or Taven. Rabbi Yehuda poter, Rabbi Yehuda exempts. Ad kan lo kpat Rabbi Yehuda ela bezav shara keris. Rabbi Yehuda only exempts in the case where for each person, this is a secondary tuma. D'mikar lav bar tefilahu. Because the Zav can't go to the mikveh yet anyways until the end of Shiva Nakim. A Balkari great and a chayev, but it would seem that a regular Balkari, he would say is chayev. If you want to argue that Rabbi Yehuda would say that even a regular Balkari doesn't have to go, and the reason their disagreement is about a Zav Shura Akeri, to show you how far the Rabbanan will go, to say that even though this guy is not going to become Tahor by going to the Mikveh, he should still go because of the Keri. Look at the next line. So, who's that being learned for? Certainly the Rabbanan would agree that a woman who wasn't Tmeya anyways and now saw Dam would have to go to the mikvah. If the Rabbanan say that a Zav, who anyways couldn't go to the mikvah for another week, and he saw a Keri, would have to go. So a woman who was having Bia and then saw some Dam, that she is a Bat Tefillah. Lo kol shekein, certainly she'd have to go. Allah Rabbi Yehuda, must be Rabbi Yehuda. V'davka k'tani dan, Rabbi Yehuda is learning these cases very explicitly and directly. V'shameshet v'rata nida natsvicha tefillah. A Balkari great, have a chayiv. He would say the regular Balkari has to go. The answer is, okay, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Balkari really does have to go to the mikvah. In our Mishnah, maybe Rabbi Yehuda didn't say mifarech lefnei lachrem, but meant meharher, which means Rabbi Yehuda would say a person should think all the way through the brachot and kriyat shema. Umile Rabbi Yehuda mehirur. Since when does Rabbi Yehuda think that hirur is meaningful at all? Tanya Balkari she'ein l'mayim litbol. If a Balkari doesn't have a mikvah, kari kriyat shema ve'enu varech lo lefnei lachareha. He should say shema, but not say the brachot before or after. Rochel pitom varech lachareha varech lefnei. And he should eat his bread and say the brachot afterwards, but not before. Mahar b'libo v'enu motziv yisfatav. He thinks those brachot. Divrei Rab Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, benkach benkach motziv yisfatav. Either way, he says it with his lips. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Balkari doesn't have Hirhur. So Nachma Yitzchak Asan Rabbi Yehuda kilhochot derech eretz. That Rabbi Yehuda perhaps holds that there is a prohibition of studying Torah when you're Balkari. But he says, brachot are like that part of Torah, and we're going to see this in a minute, that is, shall we say, the lightest form of Limud HaTorah, and that according to some authorities could be studied even as a Balkari. That's one way of interpreting it. The Rabbi Yehuda will agree that to study Torah, can't do it when you're Balkari. Kriyat Shema you have to say because it's Doraita. And Tfilot and Brachot are very limited form of Limud HaTorah, and therefore it's okay. The Tanya, here we go. Just like at Har Sinai there was reverence and fear and shaking and sweat. Therefore, every time you study, it should be like that. Somebody who's a zav or metzora, even somebody who's a boel nida, can study Torah, lishnot b'mishnah, ugmara, v'halachot v'agadol, can study anything. About balikarian asurim. A balkari is asur because a balkari is somebody who is engaged in lightness. Rabbi Yossi Omer Sharehu Berigiliot. He can study things that he's accustomed to, things that don't take much thought. Rajalei Atziyot HaMishnah, but he shouldn't just not present the Mishnah clearly. Rabbi Yosef Omer Matziyot HaMishnah Ben Matziyot HaGmara. He can present the Mishnah, but just not the analysis. Rabbi Shalom Omer Af Matziyot Et HaGmara Rajalei Omer Az Karot Shuro. He can present the Gemara, just not mention Hashem's name when it's in it. Rabbi Yochanan Lar Tamidosh Rabbi Akiva Mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer. He quotes Rabbi Akiva: Lo Yikanes the Midrash Kol Ikar. He should not enter Midrash. Lo Yikanes the Beit Midrash Kol Ikar. Maybe he can't come into the Beit Midrash at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Here we go. Shonehu B'chot Derech Eretz. He can study B'chot Derech Eretz, meaning things that are not really of religious significance, but just common sense. You know, the bright Derech Eretz Rabati. A person should knock on his door before he comes in his own house. Whatever the Balabai tells you, you should do, except for leave, etc. Ma'aseh, now we have Rabbi Yehuda, Shra'ah Keri. Rabbi Yehuda, it was a Baal Keri, and he was still walking with his students next to a river. So the students evidently understood he was limited in what he could teach, but they said, teach us something about Hilchot Derech Eretz. Yarad v'taval shana lam. So he immediately went into the river, came out, and then he taught them. Amrulo loka lakach matana ben shonar b'chol derech eretz. Didn't you yourself teach that somebody who's a balkari can teach hilchot derech eretz and study hilchot derech eretz? Amar lam af al pisha mikel ani al acherim machmir al atzmi. Even though I am machmir mekel that you can study hilchot derech eretz, nonetheless, I'm still machmer on myself that I should not do so without going to the mikvah. Okay, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera haya omer. Ein divrei Torah mekablin tumah. So this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, not Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, we were just discussing. He says, divrei Torah are not mekabel tumah. There is none of this. You could study Torah, any Torah that you want, in any state of tumah. There was a student who was in the presence of Rabbi Yehuda ben Matera, and he was supposed to be reciting, and he was mumbling. Open your mouth, let your words shine their light. After all, the words of Torah are not makabel tumah, and evidently he understood that this fellow was mumbling because he was a little bit nervous about saying divrei Torah. Shenemar halokot vayka eshnu umadunai. My words are like fire, says God. Ma eshon makabel tumah of divrei Torah einon makabelin tumah. Just like fire is not makabel tumah, so words of Torah are not makabel tumah. Okay, Amar Matziyat HaMishnah. Back in that Braita, we said Veinu Matziyat HaGemara. There was an opinion that says he can present the Mishnah, but not the Gemara. Messiah Leil Rabbi Loi. That supports Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi. I'm Rabbi Yachab Bar Yaakov Mishum Rabbeinu. Halacha Matziyat HaMishnah. Veinu Matziyat HaGemara. That's the halacha. Ketanayin. It's Machloket Tanayin, as we saw in the Braita. Matziyat HaMishnah. Veinu Matziyat HaGemara. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gamliel Omer. Mishum Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Zevze asur, both Gemara and Mishnah are asur. Amrila zevze mutar, and some people think he said both are mutar. Mandamar zevze asur, Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, who quoted Rabbi Kiva saying, lo yikanes at all. Mandamar zevze mutar, according to the one who says that he said they're both mutar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, who said that divrei Torah are not mekabel tumah. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up, continue the discussion in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.